just thinking about what pets I've had, not including the guide dogs, obviously. But I'm thinking of the first pet I had was a dog called Blackie. He was a black Labrador. He was a nice dog. But we had to have him put to sleep in the end because next door had a cat and they were messing about with the cat near Blackie and it scratched his face. And after that, he started to kill cats. So we had to have him put to sleep because there was no way of stopping him from doing it. He used to throw them up in the air and break the back or the neck, so we had to have him put to sleep. I was only young then. The next dog we had after that was a little white one called Princess. I don't know what sort of dog that was, but it was only very, very small. So we had that one, and that was killed by being knocked down by a dustbin wagon. The dustbin men left the back gate open, and my mum didn't know, and she let the dog out into the garden, and it got out, and they killed it. I was very upset about that. Only a little girl then. The next dog I had after that was a dog called Monty, and we had him for quite a while. And had and also, which I wasn't over keen on, because I'm not, unfortunately, sorry to people who are cat lovers, but I'm not keen on cats. But we had a cat for a while, which was my auntie's cat, and that was called Whiskey. And we also had a tortoise when I was younger called Paddy. I don't know what happened to him. Anyway, we had him for a while. And after Whiskey had gone, after a few months, my mum and dad got Rex for me, because I was missing having a dog, so they got Rex. And he was a black mongrel dog, Heinz 57, as we used to call them. But I had him for many years. I had him from beginning of 1969 till August 1983. So I had him a good while. He's very old and he had to be put to sleep in the end. That was Rex. And also, in between times of that, we had two rabbits called Bobby and Snowy. We had those rabbits when we were young. Me and my brothers, we shared them. And then after Rex, haven't really had any other dogs since then, because obviously I've had guide dogs then. Oh, we had, when I was young as well, sorry, we had Rover and Shane for a while, and a little black dog called Kimmy. And then another dog we looked after for a couple of months called Blackie. He was a nice little dog, but obviously when I was getting my first guide dog, couldn't really have three dogs, so we gave him to a farmer. So he was all right. And as I say, then after just one second. Just pause this. Sorry about that, just got a phone call. So I said about the tortoise and the rabbits and the other dogs into the last one we had was looked after for a while, was another Blackie, but I had to let him go when I got my guide dog, because I would have had three dogs, you see, when I had my first guide dog, and still had Rex for a while then, so I would have had three dogs. It was a bit too much. And then I didn't have any other pets then, really, until I got all my rabbits. But I'll name all those in another boo, I think. If I can think of some of them now. We had over, from 2004 till 2011, we had over 30 rabbits, I'd say. I think we had Amy, Loppy, Dandy, Sean, Huey, Katie, Snowy, Muffin, that we got someone give us from the pet shop. Charlie we found on the road, Charlie Collins. Found him on the road and kept him because nobody came for him. I said Katie and Snowy, didn't I? We had Joel, Marcus, Luke, Ethan, Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, Peter, Cheryl, Becky, Thumper, Seamus, Patrick, Bobby and Pecky, Fluffy, Princess Jay, Princess Tammy. Who else did we have? We had Sunshine and Ocean. We had a couple that didn't live very long. But, yeah, all in all, we had between 22 and 30 rabbits on and off from 2004 to 2011. Well, I got all homes for them because when I started going out with John, we went away a lot more. So, obviously, we'd nobody to look after them, so I got homes for them all. So now we've just got the two guide dogs, Ziggy and Gunner. So, speak later. Bye for now.